State officials now say they don't know if anyone at Lincoln Hills notified parents and local officials about attacks and sexual assaults involving teenagers at the troubled prison. The scandal blew up late last year when federal and state investigations into the facility became public.
Patrick Marley's been covering the story for months. He joins us now to share the latest news. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, before we get into the newest revelations, Patrick, it has been a while since we've covered this story here on Central Time. Can you just give us the basics, remind us what's at stake in this ongoing investigation?
Yeah, we've only known about it for a few months, but this investigation's been going on for more than a year. It started in January of 2015 at the youth prison in northern Wisconsin. It's the state's only youth prison. Long list of crimes that they're looking into that they believe may have occurred, including child neglect, prisoner abuse, sexual assault, destruction of public records, overuse of pepper spray. It started out with the State Department of Justice. Now the FBI is involved, and the FBI has actually taken over the investigation.
Now these new findings, the state saying, yeah, people at the correctional institution have not been telling parents, not been telling county officials the details of attacks, of assaults at this facility. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so these are children who are held up there, most of them. There are some who are over 18, but most of them are under 18. And when anybody's injured, they're supposed to let their parents or guardians know, Child Protective Services, you know, the counties from which they came from. And we found in many cases that we learned of that either these people weren't notified or the state simply didn't keep a record if anyone was notified, raising questions about whether it had actually happened.
And you heard from parents of inmates at this facility, of some of the youth there, saying they found out not through official channels about assaults that their children had been involved in.
Right. A lot of times they would hear maybe from the child themselves, or they might hear from another inmate up there who would write a letter to let them know what had happened. So they heard these sort of back channel things. What really got this investigation rolling in late 2014, Milwaukee County had heard some claims that risks had been broken up there by staff, and also some concerns about the education that they were being provided. And only after they pushed the issue with the Department of Corrections did an internal investigation begin that snowballed into this criminal investigation.
And with this lack of notification, do we know yet what went wrong, where things went wrong, where people weren't notified when they were supposed to be?
Well, it was in their policies that they should be doing this. It just simply wasn't happening, and we don't know where that broke down. You know, it's there's supposed to be a process for this happening, and it just either wasn't happening in many cases, and then in other cases it either wasn't happening or it wasn't being documented.
I want to get into the bigger picture now in this ongoing investigation. As you mentioned, it started as an internal investigation by the Department of Corrections. It then went to the state's Department of Justice and the FBI. Who's in charge? Who's running this investigation now?
The FBI is now running it. It was the State Department of Justice through all of 2015, and then in January, it was either December or January the FBI got involved, and then only recently they took the lead of the investigation.
And why the FBI, since this is apparently an internal state matter in a lot of ways?
Well, the federal government has jurisdiction in a couple of areas. One, civil rights abuses could be at play here. That would give them an ability to look into this. And then also there's something called the Prison Rape Elimination Act, which gives them authority over sexual assaults that happen in incarcerated situations.
Now, looking back, some people have been worried about this since before this investigation began, including a judge in at least one county. How are we starting to reconstruct who knew what when?
Well, yeah, so this Racine County judge wrote a letter that we discovered in 2012. There had been an incident up there where a youth said that he was sexually assaulted and then hit so hard that he lost consciousness. And it was hours before he was taken to a hospital. And when Racine County learned about this, they followed up on it, and someone at the prison told them, well, we had a basketball game that day. What did you want us to do, stop the basketball game? And this alarmed Racine County officials that such a cavalier attitude could be held. The judge ultimately wrote a letter to the governor of the state and said he had never seen anything in his many years as a judge quite like this, and said that he would think very hard about ever sending someone to Lincoln Hills again. And subsequently, Racine County stopped sending youth there for a time and has now continuing to not send people there.
And now there's talk of Milwaukee County doing the same thing, and that's the bulk of the youth who are at this facility.
Right. There's about 250 youth up there, 170 or so who come from Milwaukee County. Milwaukee is actively looking at withdrawing the children it sends up there. It does not yet have a plan as to where it would house them, and it would need to develop that before it could take them out. But this would cause the state to really have to look at how it could continue to function with this facility, with losing so many of the youth that it has up there now.
Talking to Patrick Marley of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the latest details in the ongoing Lincoln Hills Juvenile Correction Institution, the scandal there. Come up, we'll pick up our conversation, learn more about the ongoing investigation and some of the political fallout. We pick up our discussion now with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Patrick Marley, looking at the latest details in the scandal at the Lincoln Hills Juvenile Correctional Facility that's run by the Department of Corrections after an internal investigation, as Patrick's been telling us. It was picked up by the State Department of Justice and now the Federal Bureau of Investigation looking at this. Patrick, there have been a lot of people either put on suspension or who have left their jobs directly related to or potentially related to this scandal. Can you talk about what kind of fallout there's been?
Yeah, since late 2014, there's been 36 people who have been put on paid leave. A couple of those were almost a year on paid leave. Eventually, those two, one was fired, one resigned. We don't know exactly why everybody's on paid leave. They say that there are 20 that are related to this investigation. It appears that there are some others who may be of sort of similar type concerns. But what we do know is there's 36 who have been put on paid leave in the last year and some months.
And in your reporting that I've read, there seems to be some dispute over whether this is all just a matter of people at the lowest levels directly working with the youth at this facility, some bad apples, versus a culture where supervisors were involved and higher-ups, things like that. What kind of things are you hearing in both directions?
Well, I think in the early stages when we learned of this, there was an attempt to say that this was limited to a couple of rogue employees. But as I say, there's now 36 employees who have been put on paid leave. Some of those have gone back to work. Some have resigned. Two or three have been fired. Many of them, the investigation continues. So it's a little hard to believe that it's just a couple of people, that there's perhaps cultural problems there. The issue we talked about earlier on notification of parents and others, that's higher-level staff's responsibility to make those kinds of contacts. It's higher-level staff's that make the determination about when to go into a child's room if there's concerns about their behavior, when to contact law enforcement, when to make decisions about getting somebody to a hospital. So it's clearly some of the problems there are not limited to the lowest level employees, but go further up the ranks.
And going even further up the ranks, the Department of Corrections chief left his job very recently with no statement that it had anything at all to do with Lincoln Hills. But is that are people generally thinking that there is some kind of connection there?
It's hard to. You know, Ed Walz is Secretary of Corrections for another couple of weeks, and he says that he's leaving because it's time to let fresh eyes look at the facility. But he's come under a lot of scrutiny for how this has happened and how the department responded to it.
And are we seeing changes in the Department of Corrections and at Lincoln Hills now, even amidst this investigation, to try to prevent similar problems?
Well, you know, yes, they said that, for instance, they recently changed their policy on notification, or sort of beefed up their notification policy. But that came 13 or 14 months after this investigation started. You know, the one incident that came just before 50-some agents and attorneys for the state raided the school in December involved a door being slammed on the toe of a youth and quite a serious injury sustained from what we understand. You know, that happened after almost a year of investigation up there when officials, you know, criminal investigators had been up at the facility fairly routinely. That seems to have been the moment that prompted them to say, if that kind of thing can happen when we've already got eyes on the place, we really need to increase what we're doing up there.
Now, there's been some reaction here in Madison in the state legislature. Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Jennifer Schilling, calling for legislative hearings on the scandal at Lincoln Hills. What's been the response to that?
So the Republicans control the legislature. They have been very resistant to holding hearings or having an audit of the Department of Corrections. They say it's too early to for the legislature to get involved, and they should let the investigators do their work, and then if they identify problems that are more systemic, then they can address them at that point. But I think that the Democrats in the minority are clearly going to be making an issue of this and trying to shed more light and getting some sort of legislative investigation started.
As we mentioned earlier, Patrick, a lot of the inmates at this youth correctional facility up in northern Wisconsin are from Milwaukee County. I know one of your colleagues at the Journal Sentinel reported on a community meeting talking about this in the Milwaukee area. Judges, other community leaders, a lot of people very angry about this. What have you seen in the response to this situation in the Milwaukee area?
Yeah, clearly Milwaukee County officials are very upset. Chief Judge Maxine White has really called for some serious changes. Chris Abley, the county executive, has wanted to make changes. The Milwaukee mayor has wanted to make changes. Abley's opponent in the upcoming election is State Senator Chris Larson. He's called for changes. So the officials from Milwaukee, I'm not sure the exact changes that they want, but they want to see this problem dealt with very seriously and systematically as quickly as possible.
And finally, on Wednesday, the Senate Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety is holding a public meeting about John Litcher, who's nominated to serve as the new incoming Secretary of Department of Corrections. Where does he fit into all of this?
So he was the secretary under Governor Tommy Thompson, one of Governor Thompson's secretaries. He's being brought back now to replace Ed Wall, who we talked about is leaving. He is has a reputation as having been able to work with rank-and-file correctional officers very well. They've been there have been morale issues at the Department of Corrections separate from what's going on at Lincoln Hills because of some staffing shortages. So initially he's getting a very good reception. Obviously he's got a big set of problems that he's going to be dealing with. But so far from what we've seen from outside observers, the corrections people internally within corrections are seeing him as a good change for the department.
We'll leave it there. Patrick, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That's Patrick Marley, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was with us to share the latest details of the Lincoln Hills Correctional Institution scandal.